beyond the email. Happy to help you out any way I can. With that, I believe we'll conclude the Bergen Amateur Radio Association technical net for this week, 9th of April, 2015. And always with our gratitude to the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their wonderful repeater facility here. And we're happy that they let us do that. Again, thanks for everyone for checking in and participating. This is K2BAR returning the repeater to its normal amateur radio use. 73, good night.
KD2CBV, I'd like to thank Net Control. I didn't quite catch the entire call, as well as Charles and Steve and Don. And I know I'm leaving one name out, and I apologize, because you're the one who brought up the tuning fork. So thank you all, and for answering the question and allowing me to participate. Really, sincerely appreciate that. And I never got the net control operator's name either. Oh.
This is Randy, Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra. I was acting as net control this evening, Todd.
Okay, I think you said Randy. Calls and names, that takes me months. I think it took me 2 months to get my call straight in my head. But, yeah, I would appreciate it. I was doing something, and then I turned on the radio and I heard, you know, anybody else want to join the net? And I'm like, well, I don't know what net it is. And then I said, okay, TechNet. All right. Maybe I'll just say supporting. And then I heard you mention Barra, and I really wanted to make it out to that auction. But unfortunately, A, I can't drive. Obviously, that's why I have Hanley, the guide dog. And, you know, I couldn't get to that, and I have been on the Alpine repeater, usually on the late night, on occasion in the afternoons. So, I've heard of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, and I also didn't want to hog up the net. I have an antenna question, but I think I'll save it till next week. I also have a leg injury, so I'm getting over it, and I'm hoping to be mobile again once more, you know, mass transit. And, you know, hopefully one of these days I'll figure out a way to get out there. And maybe next week I'll give you the results of the little antenna experiment and my question. And, you know, so it's 9 p.m. on Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken. Over.
Yes, Todd, that's exactly right. 9 p.m. every Thursday evening on this repeater. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing your question and as well as your results with your antenna experiment. I think that is a good idea. I'm glad you checked in and participate. Hope you get healthier soon, and maybe we'll actually see you here face-to-face at some point here in northern New Jersey. With the Barra crowd, but in the absence of that, it's certainly nice to hear you on the air. You're always welcome here. Great bunch of people participate, and we have some surprisingly lively and educational discussions almost every week. As I said, I learned an awful lot this evening. I'm really pumped up myself now about the November frequency measuring test. I got a whole bunch of ideas whirling in my head about what to do and how to follow up on that. So all kinds of fun stuff to do. Learning is always a great deal of fun. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to you, Todd.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra. Okay. I'm sorry, I thought it was a 1x2 or 1x3, and okay, Whiskey 2, I hope I got that right, Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, okay, and it's Randy. All right, I might know by July, which, don't worry, that's an improvement for me. yeah, no, I I will remember, you know, in the last week of October. Hey, you know, that thing in November, the frequency thingy, you know, I'll remember to do that. But, so, and the thing is about learning, I want you to promise me something. The day I stop learning, take me out back and shoot me, will you? That's what makes life worth it, if you know what I'm saying. That and arguing with your significant other. Whoa.
I think you're right. You probably get no argument about that from anybody on the net. We all seem to be avid learners about a whole variety of subjects. Yeah, and the whiskey uniform to Sierra, I sort of settled on that as a distant echo and a remembrance of my grandfather, who, while he was not a ham radio operator, he was a Western Union telegrapher, and so that's sort of a little nod to history there, as it were. And I finally remember him, even though he passed away many decades ago, largely because he grew up as a farm boy in central Illinois after coming over from Europe, and was plowing fields with horses when he was a teenager, and ended up living all the way through the 20th century, and was alive and witnessed men landing on the moon several times before he went. So he had quite a long and interesting life, and I always wanted to remember him.
Well, Randy, you brought up two things. Now, one of them I'm just going to touch briefly on because it's an emotional thing with me. It took me 50 years to get my ticket. That's one thing. And it has to do with the Morse code. And when I first saw my call sign, I was like, you know, like everyone else. Oh, yeah, I got my call sign. It's KD2. How am I going to say that? So the FCC knew who they were giving that call to, and I don't care how random everybody thinks it was. No, they specifically targeted me. Okay, fine. Doesn't roll off the tongue. It's hard to copy. I get it. Fine. But it's the only call. I mean, I got a vanity picked out that is, and it's available, and it is absolutely perfect for me. It fits. But the CBB is the only call that my father ever knew that I had. So I'm going to wind up keeping it no matter what. And even though it gives people conniptions, I realize I'm cantankerous, boisterous, and verbose, but I'm sorry, I'm just not going to change it, no matter how perfect the vanity is for me. So that's one thing. The other thing that you touched on, drop, is the simple fact that, you know, when I look back, and I don't know when this happened. I really don't. I mean, you know, I wish, you know, I had, you know, my grandfather saw this, no subway in New York. He watched the city rise up due to the elevator. And he saw this happen. He saw landing on the moon, and okay, I get it. But at one point, I looked back, and I said to myself, wow, you know, I saw that. I did this. I should have bought the farm a number of times. I got this. Holy mackerel. Compared to a number of other people, I've had a darn interesting life, and I've seen a lot of stuff people never get to see. And then there's all the historical things that everybody knows about, and I'm like, okay, I can be happy with what I have in that regard. I still envy people, you know, who saw the Brooklyn Bridge go up. I still envy people who saw some other things, but then again, I'm kind of happy with what I have, and I look at, like, my nephew, who's, like, 24, what he's going to see that I won't. And it's all kind of a cool thing if you put it in perspective.
couldn't agree with you more, Todd. It is a pretty amazing life when you put it all in perspective. Just got to keep your eyes open and keep your head screwed on straight and don't let the little things worry you. You know, sound advice coming from another person who's seen a lot, and of course it's easy for me to sit here now, you know, all calm and safe and not stressed. It's a little different when you're in the thick of whatever daily battles you fight, but yeah, at some point you just have to put it all in perspective and say, hey, there's a lot of neat stuff going on. And that's why I like the things that we're doing with amateur radio, you know, things like this, and that meet a bunch of people that know a lot of really cool stuff that you don't know, and you get to learn from them, and some of the other experiments we're doing and playing around. It's a lot of fun. It's great to have those opportunities. So I appreciate those things exactly the same way you do. And thanks for bringing your perspective to the radio this evening. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to you, Todd.
KD2 CBV with WU2S. Randy. Okay. Working on it. Don't think I got it yet, but I'm working on it. One of the problems that I have with amateur radio is, now I've been on the air for, I don't know what, 40 years now, maybe? And the bulk of the 30 years segment was, I've been on broadcast as well, but the bulk of the other stuff was like Mission Critical, and, you know, we're, in some cases, people's lives were, you know, could have been impacted, and or death, or the elimination of death. I'm not going to elaborate on it, but like my Mission Critical covers it. And the thing is, I am used to equipment that is, and I mean is, spot on. If it says, say, 10 megahertz zeros, it is 10 megahertz zeros, all right? Period. There is no quibble about that. And if it isn't, it goes back. That's it. It's not going to be used. And, okay, fine. So now I come to amateur, and I'm like, oh, it's off by 1 kc. Oh, it's off by about 5, 10 hertz. Okay, whatever. No big deal. You know, I get it. But it is a little bit of a, huh, sometimes, if you know what I'm saying. And yes, I understand what it's like. I was looking at Swan equipment way back when, all right? Yeah. But yeah, that's my only little, you know, and it's something are a little hard to get used to. The amateur phonetic is a little slightly different from what I learned, you know, and I'm like, sure, and I'll go, Ranger, whoops, wait a minute. No, I mean Romeo, there we go, Beta. No, wait, Bravo. But I got it pretty nailed down now, more or less. And other than that, because the whole point is to have fun. And that's essentially what I do, all right? And I'll respond to the email. I owe everybody a little apology, and I think I'll explain that off the air, because I don't want to mention that on air. And there you go. But other than that little quibble of things being spot on and meticulously maintained, yeah. And it's fun, though. It really is. How am I off? And you got to figure it out.
Yep, there you go. It is fun. Even the problems are fun. It gives you something to work out, figure out why am I seeing a problem, or why do I think I'm seeing a problem? Go figure it out. It's fun to arrive at an answer or build a solution. Hey, listen, I gotta get back upstairs out of the shack, Todd, and take the dogs out for their evening constitutional for a moment or two. And then after I bring them back in, I'll dash off this email note to you, as I promised. And that'll probably conclude my evening. I'm going to sit down for a few minutes before I go to sleep and read another volume in the Horatio Hornblower series. I picked up a few volumes of that something I probably should have read as a boy but didn't, and I'm reading it now and having a lot of fun doing that. So that's my evening. The rest of my evening is planned. So I think I will bid you a good night. Again, thank you again for joining the net, and it's been a great pleasure meeting you, Todd. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy, and yes, you did get it right last time, saying 73, and I'll be clear on your final, Todd.
Okie dokie, a word about my typing. You'll probably get a public service warning about Excedrin headache number 485 coming your way due to the typos. But you can figure it out. You're a ham. You like solving problems. But I appreciate it. Theoretically, it'll take a day or two because I got to do a low-level format on something, and I'm waiting. I think at about 11 or midnight, the process will be done on one thing, install, low-level format. Continue more in the morning, and there you go. All right, and thank you for the time. I don't mean to monopolize your time, so, but thank you much, and I do not give out 73. I will give you a 73 from Hanley, the silent partner, although he had broadcast it from W1AW, for real, I have the certificate, and 73 from me will give you, according to my fourth grade math teacher, she insisted on it, it equals 146. So 146 to you, Randy, and I will try to get it into my head for next Thursday. If not, then the following, because my girlfriend will be here next Thursday. It's coming in Thursday night. And I know who the boss is. And then again, we know what boss is. Spell backwards. So 146, Randy. We'll do it again. Take care. KD2 CBB.
L disconnected, B, G, 7, D, N, B disconnected, N, 2, B, H, Z, repeater, disconnected, K, C, 2, W, D, W, disconnected, N, 2, B, H, Z, repeater, disconnected.
Wow, that was a lot of echo links, and a repeater through IROP. This is KD2 CBB. I would like to thank the repeater owners for use of the equipment. It is sincerely appreciated. Kilo Delta 2, Charlie, Bravo, Victor, New York City is clear of the repeater.
Connected N2BHZ repeater.
N2VHZ November 2 Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile, listen. November 2 Victor Hotel Zulu Mobile, listen.
N2VHZ repeater disconnected.
WBOR. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Rock. This is Long Glitch. I'm on the road.
Morning, Charlie. I just made a transmission on the 8-8 machine with the V-27 monobander.
Okay. Well, I'm in my wife's car, so I can't do much about that today.
All right. Just got an excellent signal report from Rocky with the speaker mic and without the speaker mic.
That's the Elinco HD.
Affirmative. It's the V-27 monobander exclusive for 1.25.
Yeah, you've had that a while. What made you break it out today?
Well, I was thinking about it yesterday, and I hadn't used it for a while. And since we've been doing signal reports on the different rigs, I decided to get a signal report on this one, this V-27.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, I'm on my 605 PQ. I put this in my wife's car when I have to go down and get my son, which I'm doing today after work.
Okay, very good. Right, I'm on the my 605 TQ right now also. Okay, guys, take it up. There's a couple of things I want to do here. I want to look in the manual for the V-27 and figure out how to do a couple of things that I forgot about. So, over to you, Rock, WA2ZOZ.
All right, thanks, Don. Charlie, yesterday before I left the shop, I think I told you I might not have. I programmed all the 2-meter repeaters in. Got home last night, put all the 440s in. I basically got that radio down on a fly.
Oh, good. I assume you're talking about the new Baofeng?
Yep. I was using a cheat sheet at the shop here for a little while, and I stopped using that. And then when I got home, the only thing I did was bring the frequency list for my FT7900. And I said, boy, I remember this. Took me about 20 minutes. I programmed in all the 440s.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'd like to hear more of that radio. You used it a little bit a couple days ago. Maybe it was yesterday. I don't remember. It's all a blur. I'm hoping to stop for coffee this morning, but got detoured a little bit. I got, I don't know, quarter of a mile away from work. From my house, and I realized I hadn't taken my cell phone, so I had to turn around and go back home again, so I'm a little bit behind schedule. I'm in Greenwich on the Merritt Parkway.
Well, it's only 1:03. I don't think a couple minutes stopping for a cup of coffee is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I got everything. Do me a favor, look around, see if you got anything to put some of these components in. I've got the electrolytics. I got them in a separate bag for you. But I want to give you the other things, keep them separate, because they're real small, and it would just be easier if you could keep them in two different containers so you know which is which. You get them mixed up, you're going to have to be able to read them.
Worst comes to worst, I got some envelopes here. I'll just put them in that for now and mark the envelope.
I have a lot of small Ziploc bags.
I will run over to Rocky's place. Yeah, that's what I found. I found a Ziploc bag, real tiny Ziploc bag that had a button in it. So I put the electrolytics in that. And I put the other two... I don't have anything to put them in.
These are brand new. I have a whole box of them. They're about, I guess, about 3.5 inches by 2.5 inches. I could always throw them in the mail.
Now, what were you doing, going into selling weed?
No, my ex-wife used to work at a place where they make them, right on 303. It was called Mini Grip. And I got a whole box of them.
Okay, very good. Yeah, they do come in handy sometimes. I used to save them. I don't know where the heck mine are now. I looked for them last night. But anyway, so I should be there in about an hour. Yeah, I think I will stop for coffee. I could use one.
Okay, you want me to mail them, and you want me to mail them to you, or right to Rocky?
Well, I don't know. I guess send them to Rocky. You know, I'm sure by the time they get there, he'll have already found something to put them in. But, you know, they always come in handy. Yeah, mail them a couple. The components came in Ziploc bags, so I'm keeping the original Ziplocs, and I'm going to give Rocky the loose components, and he can put them somewhere.
Rocky, should I have an address for you to your shop? You want me to mail them to your shop?
Yeah, that would probably be better than getting them at home, Don. You know the address here. 507, you know, Skyler.
Okay, how many do you need?
I don't know. They'll come in handy. What can you swing? 12 of them, maybe?
Okay, I'll send you, I'll send you 15.
Sounds good, Don. Appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later, guys. WA2ZOZ.
I'm surprised you kept something from your marriage. Guess you didn't want to let go.
Yeah, I figured I could always tape them all together and, into one big bag, then smother her with it.
All right, very good. Talk to you later. WA2ZOZ, N1LU. Over to you, Rocky. Do I sound as loud as Don sounds?
I knew you were on the 605 for the first time you keyed up. I knew it wasn't your other radio in your small car.
Comes in handy. Neat little radio. I just wish I wish it had a separation kit. I'd put it in here permanently.
There's 3 605s on eBay right now. Two, the guy says work. He's selling two different ones. Another guy selling one that's got no output, I think on 2 meters.
Yeah, I really like to send this out and get it worked on, get the light bulb changed, and fix the 2 meter output. It's got full output on 440, just 2 meters is a little lax.
Well, I doubt Alenko's going to work on it anymore. Only place you're going to probably find to work on that if they can still get parts is Burkhart, but you know that's going to take a year and a day and a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. That's the only reason I haven't sent it out yet. All right, give me a minute. I'm coming up to the mobile station. Let me run in and grab a cup of coffee real quick. KD2BOR, N1LU mobile.
82BOR. I'll expect a dog report when you come back out.
Alrighty. Ate my snack, had a sip of coffee, now I'm ready. KD2BOR, N1LU, mobile.
KD2BOR. That stupid antenna that the kid ordered for me for the boat thing. Finally hit Kearney yesterday, and it left the Kearney sort place to go up to the post office. That thing was ordered on the 2nd of this month, and today is now, what, the 10th?
N1LU, mobile. Was that an eBay or private individual that you bought it from?
Nah, it was off of eBay.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I don't know if the guy's away or if he sells a lot of stuff and he just didn't have a chance to check it or what. But, yeah, these components took a little bit longer than I thought they would. Too bad you couldn't have gotten it off of Amazon. It probably would have been there in 2 days. I'm amazed how fast they get stuff out.
Yeah, but I don't think I would have got the radio as cheap on Amazon. They weren't going to budge. I got it for 50.
You got it there? I'd like to see it this morning.
Yes, I do. That's my carry-around radio now. I just plopped it back in the charger when I got here this morning.
It comes with a drop-in charger. That's nice. Yeah, so does my other Baofengs. They all came with drop-in chargers. You know, a cheap company like that, Chinese radio, and they give you a drop-in charger. All of the Japanese companies, that's an option you have to buy.
Yeah, it's a pretty nifty little radio. It's not my THF-6, that's for sure, but, you know, for a knock-around, like I said, if I drop it, who cares? I do care, but if I do, I do.
You want to get close enough, maybe we'll switch to 5.2. See how it sounds on Simplex.
Yeah, the other day when I hooked it up to the outside antenna, it wasn't bad. I think, you know, I like the receive on my THF-6 better. Well, what can I ask for that kind of money?
Oh, okay, so you did hook it up to the outside antenna, because when I talked to you, I think you walked out into the front of the building.
I told you it was nasty out that morning. I decided to hook it up to the inside antenna, you know, my roof antenna.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that. I thought you were outside. Yeah, it sounds good, nice and loud.
N10U KD2VOR. I tell you, I put a Linko on, you know, 520, kept the volume at a decent level. I went to the other end of the shop and talked and listened to the audio on the Linko radio. It sounds crystal clear.
Now, when you say you have the blue one, that's the display or the color of the radio?
Color of the radio.
Yeah, I haven't been able to find that, where they come in different colors when I look them up.
W2YP.
Dash F9, and it comes right up.
I'll check it again. There's another station in there. Go ahead.
VORN1LU, W2YP. Name is Mike. You guys sound marvelous up here in Nurshell. What'd you do, buy a Baofeng?
Yeah, good morning. This is KD2VOR. First name's Rocky, down here in Kearney. I picked up one of those BF-F9, V2+. Plus. Not a bad radio. I offered the guy, he was asking 59 and change for free shipping or best offer on eBay. I offered him $50 and he accepted it.
That's a steal. That's a steal. I have the, my little portable radio is the Baofeng GT3. And that little radio is marvelous. The radio I'm talking to you on now is the TYT9800 with the quad band antenna for $30. So I got that for $229, the transceiver, and $30 for the antenna. The name is Mike, by the way, W2YP, New Rochelle, New York, heading southbound into Manhattan.
All right, very good, Mike. That 9800 don't sound too bad. We've got another guy on this frequency that had one, was trying to do the audio up. Let me shove it over to Charlie and see what he thinks. N1LU picking up KD2VOR.
All right, thanks a lot, Rocky. Good morning, Mike. I wonder where you're heading southbound. I just passed through New Rochelle on the Hutch. Just switched over to the service road, and I'm going to jump on the Major D, and I make this run every day. Up over the George and into Jersey. Over to you, Mike.
Hey, Charlie. Very good. I'm just passing the Twin Lakes over here in New Rochelle. I'm up in Pontycrest over here, right off exit 17. That's where I live. And I've been an amateur radio for 50 years, you know, when I started with these little Chinese radios, you know, and I got to get a little kick out of it. My very first 2-meter radio was a Clegg 27A, if you know what that is. I have a little bit, my voice is not good. I have some allergies. I just don't sound too good today, go ahead.
Yes, I know what that Clegg is. In fact, I think I have one. Or is it the 20, what model number did you say it was?
Two of them. There's the 27A and the 27B. They had the presets with the little knobs on them, but they're like little stove knobs. And you could program the receive and the transmit. The first synthesized radio ever came out.
I believe I have two of those in not working condition. They were working for a while, and I was told they sounded pretty good. I was planning on making it a project, but it never developed. Maybe when I retire. I don't know if I have the A or the B. The mics were in pretty bad shape. The relays needed some cleaning, so I did that, but haven't gone much further with them. They're neat little radios. But yeah, the older stuff is pretty cool. I've got a few old radios that I like. As for that 9800, there's a few things you can do to it. One in particular, I think, would be to take the mic apart. See if there's any kind of a membrane over the mic element. And maybe drill a hole where the hole for the mic is in the case. Maybe drill it a little bit bigger so you can get more audio into that. You know, it's loud, but it sounds a little muffled, like there might be something covering the mic element. So I would definitely check into that.
Very good indeed, very fine. The 2700 was a very, very popular radio that time. That came out in 1972-73. I had a TR-22. The very first 2-meter radio I had of FM for repeaters was a TR-22. But prior to that, I had a Clegg and a Miko transmitter I used to use also back in the old days with a Hamelin HQ-160 and a little VHF converter. 450 was out of the question in those days, Glenn.
N1LU Mobile. Yeah, I don't suppose you have any of that gear left over, left around, or did you sell it all?
A full Collins S-Line, which I sold, which I was a fool to do. My amp was an Alpha 77, which I sold to a Chinese guy. I mean, actually a Japanese guy, I should say Chinese. Japanese guy. My Alpha 77 twinned up with my Signal 1, which I still have the CX-11A, which I prefer that over my FT-1000D, which I use. But the old stuff is much better as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, sorry about that. Somebody on 440 making it a little confusing for me over here. Yeah, I like the older stuff. I've got an FT-101E that I used when I first got into the hobby. I haven't been a ham quite as long as you. Stand by a second. Let me see if I can... There we go. I got a mix shift set up here. Got my wife's car because I'm heading down to Rider University to pick up my son after work. And he likes me to pick him up in the bigger car. He's 6'4", about 290 pounds. He's a big kid. So I've got my wife's car with the radio just stashed on the seat. So in order to lower the 440 side, I got to feel around, feel for the knobs. I can't see the radio, but I don't bounce around much. Well, nice to meet you. I don't think I've ever worked you before. What brings you into the city?
Television show, Good Day New York, with Rosanna Scotto and Greg Kelly. You guys ever watch that?
No, I've never watched it. I watch Channel 2 News, but I know Rosanna Scotto, who she is. I think she's pretty hot, to tell you the truth. Of course, I've never seen her in person. They usually only show her from the waist up, but she's got a real attractive face. That's pretty cool. I had a feeling it might have been something like that. I guess you guys start to show up early in the morning. Well, what do you do? Are you technical end or directing? And then pass it over to Rocky. This is N1LU. Mobile just got
coming up to the George Washington Bridge.
Okay, very flat indeed, Charlie. Rocky, very, very good. Yeah, I've been at the station for 42 years. I'm going to be retiring in 2 years. So, Director of Technical Operations for Good Day, New York. We run the whole deal. Technically, we run the whole deal. So, and an engineer by profession, and all in RF. So, I run a four-element cubicle quad at home. It's on a 36-foot boom for 10, 15, and 20 meters. Up at about 65 feet, and we have the 2000, the ASU 2000, and the 1000D, which I bought originally in 1989, and the amp that we run is the Henry 3K Ultra, which is the military power supply, the high end power supply for Henry 4K. And I run it with the 8877. The other amp that I sold to a Chinese guy, a Japanese guy, and he gave me double the amount of money for it.
Back.
Hey, KD2BOR. Guys, I'm going to be on the side a little bit. Mike, nice meeting you again. I think I did speak to you once before a long while ago, which you're going into the city. Pick it back up with Charlie. Hey, Charlie, I'll be listening. I got to set a van up on the lift. KD2BOR. Don't forget about Don if he's around.
Yeah, okay, very good, Rocky. Just making my approach. I just got off the Deegan. And making my approach to get onto the George. So I'm making good time. Checked the traffic already. George should be clean and green. Glad I'm not coming inbound. I'm on the outbound side, and that's working fine. Took me a while to figure that out. But anyway, yeah, Mike, I'm surprised we don't hear you on a regular basis. I'm assuming you come in Monday through Fridays.
To tell you the truth, I listen to you guys all the time. I just don't want to interfere with you guys. And I usually run my music low in the background. And I listen to you guys' channels. I know what you guys are doing. You're working on a microphone project. You change the electric, the little cartridge out of there. And, you know, doing your stuff. I know you had a mod going, and I know you were looking for some parts and stuff, so I was listening to you guys for the past couple of weeks. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, well, don't feel, uncomfortable about jumping in. Always nice to have a new perspective. People get tired of just hearing us. Give me a minute, I'm going underneath the apartment. I'm going to lose the repeater. Boy, a lot more traffic this morning than I anticipated. Well, I can't see the city. Usually up here on the George, I got a nice view of the Manhattan skyline. But, you know, it's so foggy and rainy out. Just been a crappy day. I guess a typical April shower day. But I hear we're going to have some sun. I'm going to a Yankee game tomorrow, so I'm hoping the weather holds out for that. Back to you, Mike. Give me your call again.
The call is W2YP, Young Paisano. And we originally licensed 1965. As a matter of fact, it's going to be 50 years in July. And that's how it all started. It started back in 1961 when I picked up my first copy of QST.
One more tunnel to go through. Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't exposed to the hobby at a young age. I think I would have been interested in it, though, you know, as any young boy was back in the 60s. I was born in 54. You know, I was into walkie-talkies, and I thought they were pretty cool, but didn't know anybody that was a ham, didn't know about ham radio. So I didn't get exposed to it for many, many years after that. I think I've been a ham now for about 20 years. So I'm getting there. Not quite an old timer, but not a new guy either in the hobby. But I love it. It's a great hobby. Looking forward to retiring and putting a little bit more effort into building stuff, especially antennas, and maybe running some nets on HF. I have a great time with the hobby. I got a Kenwood TS-440 SAT that's in real nice shape at home. That does a real good job with a home-brewed Carolina Wyndham, up about 40 feet, and I'm up on a little bit of a hill, so I do pretty good from my home QTH.
Where do you, Charlie, where do you reside from? Where are you? I know you're in Connecticut, but what part, right?
Yeah, I'm in Stamford, Connecticut.
Okay, I'm just passing Fordham Road now on the Deegan, and I do this trek every morning. I just got up a little early this morning. It's a Friday. I'm going to go out and have breakfast with the boys, and then we start the show. 4.5 hours. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a Saturday show we're going to be involved with also, so we're doing plans on that. And, man, I've been in the business now 42 years. It's amazing. Amazing how time flies when you're having fun. But it was all attributed to amateur radio, Charlie. All attributed to amateur radio. And I built my very, very first regenerative receiver. And I got that through a neighbor of mine. And he was a shortwave listener. And that's how we all got started.
Yeah, I've met a couple of hams that were in the entertainment industry. And it seems to either generate them or get them started in the business. My ham career came later in my life, so I was already involved in the meat industry. I've been doing this now for about 40 years, 27 with this company and 13 with another, and started right out of high school. So there was really no association. It wasn't like it was an electronic field. Just a, simple laborer, but I managed to, move my way up, and I'm doing very good with the company I'm at, and I've got about 4 or 5 years to go to retire. Depends on if I want to go out at 65 or wait for Social Security at 66, which I'll probably do. Could use every cent that I'm going to get when I retire, but looking forward to it. Have to move out of this area. It's much too expensive to try to live on a fixed income in Connecticut. Not sure where we're going to end up. My wife's a school teacher, so she'll have a really nice retirement, so we should be quite comfortable. In fact, we had a financial guy over the house about a week or so ago, and he was giving us some ideas what to do. But we're still a little ways away from that. But a lot closer than when I first started back in 1974. It seemed like an eternity to retirement, and I tell you, it really flew by. Let me see if Don's in there. If not, go ahead and pick it up. WA2ZOZ, N1LU, you in there, Don?
WA2ZO said, I'm still busy here on the computer, and I have 16 bags I'm sending Rocky. I have it in an envelope and stamped. And my antenna, the NA771, I got it through Amazon. It was mailed out April 6th, and it was in the Norwood Post Office April 9th, so I should be getting it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, Don is on the same radio that I'm on. It's an old Olinko 605TQ. I bought mine because I heard Don on his, and it sounded so good, nice, loud, crisp audio, that I started searching around, and I found one. Mine's in, I think, a little bit worse shape than Don's, but it works. It's a good kick-around radio. I've got it mounted to a piece of 2x4, three-quarter, or three-quarter inch plywood, I'm sorry, with the speaker attached to it, and I run it through the cigarette lighter adapter. These newer cars will handle the regular power radios. This only does about 30 watts on high. It's got a problem with the power amplifier, but I haven't bothered sending it out. It's just not worth putting the money into it, although I'd like to. It's got one lamp out on one side of the radio, so it's a little dark on one side, but for the use that I use it for, it comes in quite handy. Back to you, Mark. Is it Mark or Mike?
It's Mike. Mike is the name. sounds good. Oh, God, I remember the old, the old repeaters down at Pine Street. I forgot the guy's call sign, for Christ's sake. It was all way, way back, way back to the 70s, when most of that stuff was homebrewed. Most of it was all homebrewed. Go ahead, Don, you take it. That would be a 2YZ, getting off on 38th Street.
WA2ZOC. Good morning, Mike. Nice to meet your acquaintance. I'm a little bit busy right now working with the computer, and I'll be monitoring, but just a couple more things that I want to take care of here. Let's see. Over the rock, KD2BOR, WA2ZOZ.
KD2BOR, thanks, Don. Yeah, I'm sitting back down again. I got my van up in the air. Where are you now, Charlie?
I'm on Route 46, about a, I don't know, half a mile away from the entrance ramp to 17 South.
Yeah, you're making good time. You should be here probably in about maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it all depends on how these lights work for me. Let me pass it back over to Mike, because he sounded like he was running out of string. Mike, over to you, W2YP, N1LU Mobile.
N1LU, W2YP, very, very fine indeed. Well, we're just heading over the bridge here, and let me throw it over to Rocky. Is Rocky still there?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill. KD2BOR. Sorry, Mike, I'm sorry.
Good, Mike, pick it up. Rocky passed it to you.
He might be in a bad spot.
Yeah, once you get in the city, those buildings block out your signals pretty quick, unless you're on 440.
I was starting to get a very noisy over here.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought he'd hold it better over there on the Deegan down near Yankee Stadium. It's only across the river, but I don't know. Maybe that's a tough spot. What did Vic do to his 9800 to make it sound better? Did he make a hole in the microphone case?
Yeah, I think he did, and then he was making some adjustments in the radio. I don't know what kind of adjustments could be there. It's been so long since we talked to Vic, I don't remember.
Guys, I'm back on the Hollow River Drive. I'm back.
Oh, okay, yeah, we lost you for a second. I know once you get in the city, it gets a little tough to get out on VHF. Got it back to you, Mike.
Very good indeed, yeah. No, I had an associate, a couple of parents here. There's some character comes flying out in the middle of the street. Unbelievable. The people are funny. They dressed all in black and they went across the street. You know, it's unbelievable.
N1LU Mobile, yeah, no, today's not a good day to be dressed all in black. Hard to see them. Yeah, you're getting a bit noisy now. But, yeah, I definitely, you know, if you're so inclined, open up that mic, inspect it a little bit, see if there's any kind of membrane around or over the mic element, and maybe, I'm not familiar with that microphone, but maybe you can make the hole a little bit bigger, get some more audio into there, it might sharpen it up a bit.
Thank you, because I was looking at the microphone to remember, but I'm going to do that. I'll let you know how I make out about that.
Yeah, okay, I didn't get much of that. You're getting pretty noisy. A lot of picket fencing, so that was hard to copy. There also might be some internal changes you can make on the audio. I'm not familiar with that radio, but we had another friend of ours that had one, and he made some changes, and it sounded a lot better. So definitely look into that. I don't know how long you've had it. I think you said a couple of weeks. But anyway, nice to meet you. And like I said, don't be a stranger. We're here Monday through Friday. Feel free to jump in anytime. It's always good to talk to somebody else. Let's see, over to you, Rocky.
KD2BOR. Okay, Mike. Good talking to you. We'll catch you out there again. KD2BOR.